Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan is now preparing for Saskatchewan Open Farm Days. What is Saskatchewan Open Farm Days and what's it all about?
So Saskatchewan Open Farm Days is really an event for people that are either not from a farm or live in an urban center to actually have some experience with how their food is grown. So it's a great kind of give back to the community event that we have, whereby we end up getting a lot of urban people or people from a town environment that drive by a farm and might realize it's there, but not really talk to the farmers who are actually on that farm. So this gives an opportunity for them to have some conversations, learn a little bit more about where their food is being grown and what goes into it, and just connect a little bit more with farming population in Saskatchewan.
The registration deadline for volunteer hosts has expired. How was the response to this year's call for hosts?
You know, it was really good. We ended up having 36 host venues sign up. So it is a little bit higher than our past years. So it's great to see not only a mix of people from prior years coming back, but some new places as well.
Who specifically does Saskatchewan Open Farm Days target in terms of audience? With what messaging, and why is this connection important?
So our primary audience would be those who aren't from a farm, and it can be urban people, it can be people who live in rural Saskatchewan or rural Alberta or Manitoba that want to come into Saskatchewan, take a look. But a lot of what we're trying to target is just a better engagement and understanding of where your food comes from. When we talk to and survey different Canadians, the biggest question that comes up amongst these individuals is we're really satisfied with the food choices we have, but we're not always certain with how that food is grown. So given the opportunity to actually have this engagement with actual farmers and ranchers on farm just creates that avenue to increase the public's trust in food and farming, and also helps us as we proceed with maybe new policy in the future for Canada or Saskatchewan, whereby more consumers just have a good degree of food literacy when it comes to Canadian food.
What types of farming operations or operations will be taking part this year, and from what areas?
So we really have the big area is around Saskatoon. We have majority of the farms and different venues around Saskatoon, and it really is anything from small kind of farms that include maybe petting zoos all the way up to large cattle ranches and grain farms stretching really from up in Birch Hills all the way down to Valmarie. So there is a good mix of different types of farms with people to have different experiences. We have food partners as well that have kind of signed on and indicated they would have specials that weekend. It's just, again, about promoting Saskatchewan agriculture and allowing people to see different venues. We have actually a greenhouse as well out by Humboldt that's been in this program for the last 2 years, and it's a great example of how we have greenhouse farming here in Saskatchewan as well. So a little bit for everybody.
How interested is the general non-farming public in agriculture, and why, and what do they actually want to know?
So a lot of them are just curious. So in past years, the first year we had this, we had around 3,000 visitors that went to the farms. Last year and in 2025, we were right around 4,500, and we expect that number to be higher this next year as well. It just seems like we're creating some momentum. Now, these individuals that are interested, They just want to learn a little bit more about where their food comes from. I think there's everything from seniors to young families that want to learn a little bit more, and given the opportunity, they take it. So really this Open Farm Days, the Saskatchewan Open Farm Days put on by Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan is aiming to do exactly that. Just give the avenue to allow these individuals to go out to farms and ranches.
Typically, what kinds of questions get asked?
So a lot of them would be, what do you feed your animals? How do you care for your crops? There may be some questions around some of the new technologies that are being used. If you're on a grain farm, typically they like to see the inside of a combine because they might see pictures of it and kind of be a little bit curious about what's inside. So really it's all over the map, and one of the big things that comes back and when you're actually conversing with a lot of these individuals is, do you as your own family consume some of this food you produce on your farm? And the answer is typically yes, and that just increases that level of trust to those individuals you're talking to. Because again, if you know what goes into producing your own food and you're happy to feed it to your own family, these individuals have that same level of trust in it as well.
What will be happening between now and August?
So a lot of marketing in terms of what we're going to be doing to promote this to consumers, but we also have different events for those host farms in terms of online training. So we do have just kind of overview of what the whole program is. We also have different training opportunities to how to engage with consumers when they're on the farm and just make a more memorable experience for them when they are touring. So it's trying to make sure that the individuals who are hosting have the tools they need to feel more comfortable and confident doing this again in the future.
How can anyone interested keep up to date on developments related to Saskatchewan Open Farm Days?
So really just go to our website, which is skopenfarmdays.ca. All the information regarding anything from the bus tours that are going to be happening to the farms and the mapping, it's all there on the site.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.